Calling is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Guy Fon will bring down his fifth rebound. Outlet pass goes to Heidelk in the front court. Has a little room. Takes it to the wing. Now spins out of there. Wenzel now gets it down to the low block to Rowieder. Back out to Wenzel. Lobbing to Guy Fon. And there's no answer for Johanna. And the lead sets at 10.
Tonight, it's a Tri-Cities battle in Kearney as the Kearney Catholic Stars welcome in the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
McGuire spins, runs into Long. Long blocks the shot. Knights get it back. Love drives. Blocked again by Long, and Kearney Catholic will come out of there with a basketball. Colley into the front court. Maddie Squires the trailer. Nobody guards her, so she pulls up and cans the three.
The Kearney Catholic girls remain undefeated on the season, while the Central Catholic boys will try to avenge last year's district final loss that kept them out of the state tournament. It's the Crusaders and Stars coming up next, but first, in your Tech Heat pregame show, we'll take you live to Cope Gymnasium in Kearney with Classic Hit Sports intern Doug Duda. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, and a good Friday to all of you out there. It is time for Friday Night Basketball for the first time here in 2015. Doug Duda, our producer-engineer Stacy Johns, at Cope Gymnasium in Kearney as the Kearney Catholic Stars take on the Crusaders of Grand Island Central Catholic. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. The Stars continue to roll. They rolled up Wood River last night. While Grand Island Central Catholic, unfortunately for the ladies, they continue to struggle. And a team that's averaging only about 30 points per ball game this year is going to be tested severely once again when they take on Kearney Catholic here tonight, who's really been rolling up their competition lately, and everybody's getting a chance to play. Will they keep their intensity tonight? That's our Seed to Success, brought to you by your Pioneer Seed professional, Craig Weeches. Where can growers turn for the latest weather, market updates, and agronomy information to help get the most out of every acre? That's Pioneer.com and on your mobile device, Pioneer.com. Keep the intensity if you're Kearney Catholic. Obviously, the record shows that you should win big tonight. As we talked with Coach Lowry from Grand Island Central Catholic, he says, we just have to keep working. That's all there is to it. They have a lot of room to improve, and he says we just have to keep working. They've definitely seen their share of solid basketball teams this year. Their last game out, Holdridge, 8-2. Before that, Blue Hill, 7-2. They played number one Stewart out of D2. They played Lincoln Christian, who's 10-1. Minden, who's undefeated. And had St. Paul when they only had one loss on the season. So they've seen some solid competition throughout the year. So Kearney Catholic keeps their intensity tonight. Everybody gets in the game, and they'll have no problem, you would think. That's our Seeds to Success, brought to you by Craig Weeches, your local Pioneer Seed dealer. We'll look at the starters next.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, we love local. Local people, local decisions, and local ownership. We want our community to grow and prosper. That's why we are focused on providing you with high-quality, personalized service at a competitive price to help you reach your financial goals. Nebraska Land National Bank is proud to call Kearney home and provide our community with the very best in banking. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land
Time now for a look at the starting lineups for tonight's ball game, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. First off, for the Crusaders of Grand Island Central Catholic, number 11 is a 5'10" junior, Emily Herbeck. Number 21, a 5'9 junior, Laura Lowry. Number 23, 5'7" senior, Alyssa Comature. Number 41, a 5'11 senior, Emma Benton. And number 45, a 5'10 junior, Darren Wilman. Head coach of the Crusaders, James Lowry, assisted by Colleen Childers and Shelby Rule. Central Catholic is 2-9 on the season. For Kearney Catholic, they haven't had to change their lineup yet this year. Stay healthy and things will continue to improve. Number 21, 5'6" senior, Allie Prasoski. Number 22, 5'6" senior, Whitney Colling. Number 23, 5'9" sophomore, Kylie Teal. And number 41, 5'9" junior, Maddie Squires. Number 43, 5'10" sophomore, Anna Squires. Head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars is Rick Petrie, assisted by Dwayne Schmidt, Tim Teal, and Laura Burkink. They are a perfect 10-0 on the season. They're ranked number one in C1, and this week we're put into the number nine spot in the all-class top 10 in the Omaha World Herald. That's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll tip it off right after this.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud to have lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. They're proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. It will be the Columbia Blue of Grand Island Central Catholic right to left, the home white with green trim for Kearney Catholic, and Grand Island Central Catholic is going to win the tip here tonight and face man-to-man pressure by the Stars. With it up top is going to be Laura Lowry. She picks her dribble up 28 feet outside the hoop. Coming up, Emma Benton will take it from there. Goes to the left elbow. First shot of the game is up and in for Darren Wilman. So Central Catholic able to take care of business on their opening possession of the basketball game and take a 2-0 lead. Into the front court, Squires. Looks like Central Catholic will try and set in a zone and see if they can get some rebounds on Star misses. See if they'll shoot a lot outside as they lob it into Maddie Squires. She's behind the backboard. She's in the lane. She's in trouble. 3 seconds. And the 3-second violation to turnover for Kearney Catholic on their opening possession. Again, the Stars, the last however many games, how far do you want to go back? 83-28, 75-20, 61-42, 69-20, 74-21. They just get out of the gate quickly, and they're hoping to do that here. But bringing it across the timeline, getting by the defender, Laura Lowry takes it all the way in. Then Anna Squires will swat it out of there. Block shot, outlet pass, trying to catch it is Teal. She will, takes one step. And then as she goes up, her shot is going to be blocked in there by Laura Lowry. And a foul as Kearney Catholic tries to get the ball back. Good job underneath there by the Central Catholic Crusaders coming out strong. The foul called on Kylie Teal. First of the game. Full court pressure, baseball pass, trying to throw over the top of it. Emily Herbeck trying to run it down, and just before it goes out of bounds, Whitney Colling will make the steal. Here come the Stars. Anna Squires on the left wing, Teal, spot up three on the way. It's too strong, no good. Long rebound, kicks out of the right-hand corner. It'll be grabbed there by Lowry. Lowry into the front court to Herbeck. Stops on the left wing. Bounce pass down on the block. They'll get it to Emma Benton. Benton up and under move around Squires. It rattles in and out but won't go. Rebound brought down by Maddie Squires. She'll bring it up the floor all the way to the hoop. And she'll score and got raked across the face as she went by the Central Catholic defender. Great concentration by Squires to finish the play. And Kearney Catholic is on the board here, tying the ball game at 2 apiece. The foul called on Laura Lowry is the first of the game on the Crusaders. So Maddie Squires will put the free throw on the way, and it rattles around and in. 3-2, Kearney Catholic, 90 seconds into the basketball game. Again, Kearney Catholic very balanced on the average. They average 65 points per ball game, but there's no one on this team that averages over 10 points a game. Kylie Teal's at 9.8. It is a very strange stat that there's no one at 16, 17 points a game. They are so balanced. And one of the reasons are they are getting such big leads at the varsity, not getting the normal minutes that most would. Central Catholic able to break the press here. Throw over the top to Willman. Shot rattles in and out from 8 feet. They're getting a couple of good looks. They could have hit them all, actually. And the rebound brought down by Kylie Teal. Teal down the middle of the floor. Throws it behind Whitney Colling. And out of bounds. It'll go. Second turnover for Kearney Catholic. So some of what we talked about there in the pregame, staying intense and coming out focused. Central Catholic definitely leads that area right now. Emily Hervick will bring it up a left-hand dribble. Colling on her in the man-to-man. Crosses over the right and across the timeline, trying to stay out of the trap. Picks the dribble up, steps through, and Maddie Squires will step in front and make the steal. Up ahead to Teal. She'll go with the left-hand layup but hit the rim. Out of bounds it goes to the Stars. Central Catholic, even on the couple of turnovers that they've had, hustle back on defense and have not allowed a transition layup. Maddie Squires on the inbounds, takes it at the free throw line, drives in, shot well off the mark. Kylie Teal on the offensive rebound will be fouled on the way up. Kylie sold that one pretty good, and she'll get two free throws. Foul is called on Emma Benton, her first and the second on the Crusaders. So Teal will put the free throw on the way, and it is good. For Kearney Catholic this year, they've actually been as good a free throw shooting team as maybe they've ever been. They're shooting 71% from the line. Second free throw is up, and it is in. So 3 of 3 here in the first quarter, and Kearney Catholic up by a score of 5-2. Slap a little zone pressure onto the backcourt. Central Catholic patiently throws over the top of it. Benton gives it back into the hands of Lowry. The point guard is across the timeline. As they try to trap her, she'll hand it off to Komacher. Alyssa, being pushed farther away from the hoop, is out at the 28-foot line. Keeps the dribble, though. Good movement. Central Catholic continues to move and follow the game plan here. Trying to stay out of the trap, but they're not attacking. And now Colling will pick it away from behind, go in for the uncontested layup, and score. At a timeout on the floor here by Grand Island Central Catholic. So Central Catholic scored the first bucket. Kearney Catholic has got the next 7, 5-12 to go here in the first quarter of play. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank, Stars 7, Crusaders 2.
Can you put a value on professionalism, stability, and peace of mind? Jamie Douglas here, and for 3 generations and over 45 years, my family's offered the Grand Island community an innovative approach to their business needs. Our firm at Douglas Bookkeeping takes great pride in offering an array of services, including helping you get your new business started, managing your payroll, cleaning up your QuickBooks, and preparing your taxes. Douglas Bookkeeping, a dependable team that will get you the results you've been looking for. Give us a call or check us out online at douglasbookkeeping.com.
Glad to have you along with us. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school basketball. Only station to bring you all of tonight's action, girls and boys. Glad to have you with you on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings, and online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Grand Island Central Catholic out of the timeout. They'll break the press. 2-on-2. Driving right side, Komacher decides to kick it out to Lowry for a 3-pointer. It comes up short, but Willman with a rebound and a reverse layup is up and in. Nice play by Darren Willman. She's got both buckets here for Central Catholic. 7-4 Stars. Teal on the left wing. Skip pass right side. Anna Squires up top. Prasoski. She'll take the 3-pointer. Off the heel, no good. Kearney Catholic, another offensive rebound. Colling and Central Catholic swatting at that basketball, called for the foul. The block shot looked more like a volleyball spike, which we know the Crusader girls know all about. But it will result in a foul that time on Willman. Her first, the team's third trip to the line already here for the Stars. And Whitney Colling will put it up and in. 3 for Whitney, 8-4. Stars with the lead. Coming in now for Central Catholic, Courtney Wilson, a 5'4 freshman. There are plenty of freshmen, 5 in all, on this 14-player varsity roster. Second free throw, Colling up and in. Stars are 5 for 5 from the line of the first quarter, and they've got a 5-point lead, 9-4. Crusaders basketball, Emily Herbeck back to Lowry. Outlet pass, tried to get into the front court, but just over the outstretched fingertips of Alyssa Komacher, and the third Crusader turnover. Stars with the ball and a 5-point lead here as we approach the midpoint of quarter number one. Prasoski, right wing, passes on the 3, skip pass over to Teal. She'll drive, right-hand dribble into the lane, well defended by Benton. Benton will block the ball out of bounds, got a hand on it, deflected it. And the Stars will have to throw it in. From the baseline, it'll be Whitney Colling. Stars kind of Crescent Moon, the three-point line here. Everybody just stands on that line. They go back to Colling, left-hand corner. She drives baseline, nothing there. Kick it back out. It'll be to Prasoski. Top of the key, three is too strong. Stars are 0-3 from outside, and then we've got a pile-up going for the rebound. The arrow points the way of Kearney Catholic, so Maddie Squires will get credit of that. Two Crusaders were right there on her. Stars are getting multiple opportunities. Two, three chances every time down the floor. Kylie Teal on the inbounds. Pass nearly stolen away, but Maddie Squires grabs it, shoots the three, and hits the three. Wilson just about had that steal, but once she couldn't complete it, Maddie picked it up and drained the three-pointer. She's got six in the first quarter, and the Stars now up by eight, 12-4. Into the front court, trying to avoid that double team is Wilson, and picking the pocket from behind is Whitney Colling. She's the last one across the timeline, but still pressing the pace, lobs it inside, tries to get it to Maddie Squires. Well defended. The ball is tipped away by Herbeck, and Emma Benton will come up with the loose basketball. 12-4, Central Catholic trailing. Left wing three. They shoot it quickly. It's no good by Komacher. Offensive rebound inside by Benton, but lost the handle on it, and it'll come back over to Kearney Catholic. Numbers aren't there. Prasoski kicks it out. Squires for another three. Can't get that one to go for Maddie. Rebound brought down by the Crusaders, and Herbeck will wait for the traffic to clear. 3:10 to go first quarter. 12-4, Kearney Catholic with an eight-point lead. Across the timeline to the left wing, they'll go to Komacher. One dribble, trying to post up underneath Herbeck. She's double-teamed to Benton. Free throw line jumper swatted out of there by Anna Squires, who chases it down at midcourt. Two on two. Hits the trailer Teal. Teal trying to weave through the maze of blue. Has it deflected out to Prasoski. Shoots another three. It's no good. Anna Squires will get the rebound. Shoot up another left-hand corner jumper. It's no good. Stars not shooting the ball all that well. And it goes out of bounds to the Crusaders. So the ball will come back over to Kearney Catholic. And they're going to sub in their normal rotation, four fresh faces in there. We'll set them in a moment. Michelle Messbarger inbounds. First shot is a three-pointer. It's no good. Rebound loose. Jordan Streit's going to pick it up for the Stars. Over to Teal. That's Morgan. Another three. No good. Rebound brought down by Emily Herbeck. The Stars are 1 of 9 from three-point land, and we haven't even played 6 minutes. Into the corner, a three for the Crusaders is on the way, and no good by Komacher. Rebound brought down Anna Squires, the only starter left on the floor for the Stars. She'll dribble it all the way to the right baseline, kick it into the corner. Three-pointer, Morgan Teal, no good. Rebound brought down by Herbeck. Stars are not running an offense. They're just shooting the first open look. Across the timeline with it will be Courtney Wilson trying to knock it away. Messbarger can't get it, so Wilson will fire up the long-range jumper. It's no good. Nobody can buy a bucket, and the ball will go out of bounds. On the floor for the Stars, Anna Squires, Jordan Streit, Caitlin Long, Morgan Teal, Michelle Messbarger. For the Crusaders, Darren Willman, Emily Herbeck. Also in there is Courtney Wilson, Alyssa Komacher, and finally down to the post, Laura Lowry. 12-4, Kearney Catholic gets it into the post to Long, doubled, kicks it back out top. Anna Squires drop step into the paint, 9-footer. She's fouled on the way up. And Anna will look for her first points at the charity stripe. That'll be team foul number 4 on Grand Island Central Catholic and the first on Courtney Wilson. Boys game will follow. We'll have that for you tonight at approximately 7:45, maybe even earlier. This one started right on time, as the free throw by Squires is up and in. She'll have a second one coming. And Anna, a couple dribbles, puts it up, and it's in. And she will now check out of the basketball game. And checking in will be the freshman, Ashlyn Schmatterer. For Central Catholic, Amanda Fay will come in. Minute and a half to go here in quarter number one, 14-4 Kearney Catholic, and they are 7 of 7 from the free throw line. Into the front court, it'll be Fay with the basketball. Kick it back out of the wing there to Willman. She has both buckets for Central Catholic. Trying to get their offense set as the Stars set back in their man-to-man. Strike covering Fay. Tries to get it inside. The ball taken away by Long. Sixth turnover for Central Catholic. As Streit will push it up the floor to Schmatterer. Nice pass inside. Good feed to Long. Missed the point blank. Bunny it rolled off the rim. Offensive rebound again. Morgan Teal. Shot Schmatterer. No good. Ball out of bounds to the Stars. Nine rebounds for Kearney Catholic. Six for Central Catholic. And in for the Crusaders, Lauren Riley will check in. Only two seniors on the Central Catholic roster, and that's Benton and Comacher. 50 seconds to go, first quarter. Stars basketball, Messbarger left wing, up top to Morgan Teal, back to Streit on the left wing. Playing strong on that side, Streit decides to drive, comes up short, was hit on the way up, and the ball falls into the hands of Lauren Riley. 35 seconds to go in the quarter. Central Catholic trying to pick up another bucket here. Lowry with it. Over to Courtney Wilson. Wilson on the left wing, gets it to Faye. Faye inside, Lowry has room. She'll put it up on the left hand and score. First bucket for Laura Lowry, and it's 14-6. Kearney Catholic leads it by eight. Central Catholic playing pretty solid here in the first quarter. High post to Long, over to Schmatterer. 8 seconds remaining. Messbarger back over to Schmatterer. Decides to drive left baseline. Little runner from six, no good. Offensive put back on the backside. Michelle Messbarger is up and in. And Kearney Catholic will score right before the first quarter buzzer. And at the end of one, it's the Stars, 16, and the Central Catholic Crusaders, 6. You're listening to high school basketball on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Ready to start the second quarter of play here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Grand Island Central Catholic will get the ball to start the second quarter, trailing here at Kearney Catholic 16-6 to the number one team in C1. Right away, they throw it into the backcourt, and the Stars attack, but they'll get it across the timeline to Wilman on the right wing. Colling pokes at it, knocks it out of bounds. In the first quarter, turnovers, Central Catholic 6, Kearney Catholic 3. Rebounds, 10 for the Stars, 7 for the Crusaders. 7 of 7 at the free throw line for Kearney Catholic, while the Crusaders did not attempt a free throw. Into the corner, trying to get it to Wilman, deflected again. 3-point shooting, GICC 0 of 3, Kearney Catholic 1 of 10. 6 points for Maddie Squires, leads the way for Kearney Catholic. Darren Wilman has 4 of the 6 for the Crusaders. 16-6, Kearney Catholic. Still on the opening possession of the second quarter. Nice pass inside to Emma Benton, about 6 feet away. She'll square up and score. Good rocket in there from Comacher, and Benton will have her first bucket of the ball game. 16-8, as Prasoski brings it across the timeline. Starters back on the floor for the Stars. Up top to Alley. Alley, couple of dribbles, crosses over. Back over on the wing, Teal. Kylie fires the three-pointer, won't go. Rebound loose. Stars get yet another offensive rebound with Anna Squires. Gets it out top to Prasoski. Alley crosses over into the double team on the zone, tries to lob it into Maddie Squires, goes backside to Anna Squires. Stars are struggling offensively. Central Catholic is hustling around on that 2-3 zone. Here's Colling for three. No good. In the corner, another offensive rebound, Kylie Teal. If you miss a lot of threes, you're probably going to have a better chance of getting offensive boards, but Stars have got to find a way to get inside. Here is another three by Maddie Squires, and it is no good. It's finally run down by Laura Lowry, 16-8. Kearney Catholic has the lead, but they are not shooting well at all. Benton at the paint, trying to avoid the jump ball, kicks it back on the corner, and the quick shot by Comacher is up and in. Kearney Catholic has probably shot the ball 20 more times than the Crusaders, but it is 16-10. Kearney Catholic only a 6-point lead. 6:15 to go here, second quarter. A three, and it finally goes for Kylie Teal. Stars had missed 9 in a row. lead it 19-10. Inbounds underneath their own hoop. Alyssa Komacher working on Prasoski. Comes off that double team. Into the hands of Lowry, and Maddie Squires anticipates the pass, steals it away. First turnover of the second quarter. Prasoski, a three-pointer, rattles around off the glass and in. So after missing nine in a row, the Stars hit back-to-back threes and are now up by 12 at 22-10. Left-hand dribble, stopping in the backcourt. Lowry has to throw backwards to Herbert. She'll fire it into the front court. To Komacher, right corner, attacks the baseline, cut off by Prasoski, finds Benton on the right elbow, drives, fires, and is fouled. These will be the first free throws of the game for the Crusaders. Benton finally found a seam there in the paint. Foul is on Anna Squires. That'll be her first and only the second foul on the Stars. So Benton goes to the line. All-State volleyballer puts this one up, and it is bouncing off the heel. No good. She'll have a second one coming. First, though, substitution Messbarger in and calling out for the Stars. And Benton gets ready for free throw number two. This one's on the way, and it skips around, sets on the rim, and falls. 3 points now for Benton. 22-11, Kearney Catholic, 5:20 to go here in quarter number two. Maddie Squires over on the left wing to Messbarger. Messbarger dribbles in place to Teal. Teal to the left elbow, lobs it into Anna Squires, trying to make room on Benton. She's well covered. Get it back out top. Prasoski, another three. Off the heel, no good. Rebound, kicked out front. Komacher has it. She's double-teamed, but steps through it. Finds Lowry, and up the right side she comes. Into the corner to Herbeck. Herbeck dribbles to the right elbow off a nice screen. Puts the runner up off the glass and scores. First bucket for Emily Herbeck. And it's 22-13. Kearney Catholic's lead now setting at 9. Maddie Squires up top. Gets it underneath to Anna. Anna, left hand, off the glass and in. First bucket for Squires to go along with a pair of free throws. And it is 24-13. 4.5 to go here. In quarter number two, the Stars with the lead. Pressure in the backcourt. Messbarger got a hand on it. And then followed through a foul here on Central Catholic. It's going to be called on Emily Herbeck off the eighth turnover. It'll be her first and the team's fifth. It'll be Kearney Catholic ball on the side in front of the Crusader bench. 10-0 on the season, looking to go 11-0. Big test next week when they play St. Cecilia. Teal, another three. This one is no good. Rebound brought down by the Crusaders. Herbeck with her fourth. Lowry pushes it up the floor, left hand all the way to the baseline, and a hand check foul as she goes up. They block the basketball, but we're on with the body. Foul called on Kylie Teal, her second. And at the line, Laura Lowry looking for her third and possibly fourth point of the half. Free throw is in and out, no good. Second one coming. Couple of dribbles, and Lowry will put this one up. No good. One of four at the line for the Crusaders, and the rebound pulled down by Maddie Squires. That'll be her third. Up the floor to Anna, over to Teal. Skip pass over the top of the zone to Messbarger. Being patient. Down to Long, who's checked in on the block right side. Steps up to Teal. Another open three. In and out that time, and the ball out of bounds. Boy, the Crusaders have to wipe the butter off their fingers that they got at the concession stand because they've had a couple of opportunities to grab that loose basketball and it just squirts right out. Morgan Teal, Jordan Stride in for the Stars. Long, Anna Squires, and Messbarger on the floor again. 3:51 to go before half, 24-13, Kearney Catholic. Inbounds and a three by Morgan Teal is up and it is in. So the Crusaders are going to play zone. The Stars have decided they're just going to shoot threes and nothing but threes. That is their 19th three-point attempt. And we still have 3:40 to go in the second quarter. Hand check foul on Messbarger as they bring the ball up the floor. Michelle with her first, team's fourth. Courtney Wilson handling the ball that time. Now Faye is going to re-enter. A lot of youth on this team. You got two seniors. You've got three juniors. Those are your starters. Everybody else, either a sophomore or a freshman for the Crusaders. They force it underneath. Long just stands there and blocks the shot of Alyssa Komacher and takes it away. Crusaders get back defensively, so the Stars will slow it up for a moment. Mesbarger goes to the left elbow. Anna Squires on the wing. Jordan Streit, she'll try a three. It's up and it's in. That's the fourth made three of this quarter, and the Stars are 5 of 20 from beyond the arc, 30-13, as they put backcourt pressure on. Crusaders to Wilson, trying to avoid her own teammate, runs out of real estate, and a timeout going to be called here by Central Catholic before the turnover. 3:06 remaining in the first half of play on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank, with the Stars leading the Lady Crusaders 30-13.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal, with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
On our last episode of As the Wheel Turns, Carl was ending a long-term relationship.
Carl, I've seen how you look at other vehicles.
You just don't look as good as you used to.
That's because you haven't taken me to the Dent Popper. A new spray-on bed liner or bed cover will get people to stare at me. Custom-fit floor mats from WeatherTech will make me feel pretty on the inside.
Avoid the drama with a trip to the Dent Popper, north of the railroad, First Avenue, on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Run down the first half stats. Get ready for the boys' game. Look at some of the other day's sports stories. As Central Catholic will come out of the timeout, struggling now a little bit more on offense, but the Stars have started to hit some threes. 30-17. The Stars will extend the defense, tip the ball, steal it away. Up to Mesbarger, but it's 1-on-4. She'll hold it for a moment. Out to Teal. Back to Mesbarger. Right corner three. No good. Morgan Teal, the offensive rebound, puts it back up. And in. Teal did a great job of hitting the board as soon as that ball was in the air from Mesbarger. She was attacking, and it's 32-13. It was 16-10, since then a 16-3 run for Kearney Catholic to separate themselves a little bit. And hustling up the floor, Emily Herbeck trying to come to a jump stop and save the ball, and they're going to call her for a walk. The 10th turnover for the Crusaders. Kearney Catholic, after committing three in the first quarter, is clean so far here in the second quarter with 2:25 and counting. Back in is Maddie Squires for Anna. Coach Rick Petrie using a 9-lady rotation right now. Skip pass over to Mesbarger. Left wing starts to go to the baseline. Kicks it back out to Jordan Streit. To Teal. High post. Maddie Squires looks for the cutter. Long. She's double teamed, so they throw it on the wing. Now down to Long. She'll drive it up and be hacked underneath by Kobacher. That'll be the first on Alyssa, and two free throws coming up for Caitlin Long, the 6-foot sophomore. Still maturing, growing at that post. Obviously, 6-foot as a freshman, a little taller than most, but still trying to work on her power game. They can lob it into her, but when they double on her, she's working on her ball handling skills. And as they said, she only went with her right hand. Now she's able to do a little bit more and getting better throughout this season. And Coach Petre, I know, has been pleased with that. As the free throw is up and in, second free throw is up and in. So Long hits them both. 34-13 now as the Stars are pulling away here before halftime. 2 minutes to go in quarter number two. Herbeck, as they work against that press to Benton. Benton still not across the timeline. Tried to get it to Lowry. The ball knocked away. Fight for it. Benton got to it first, and I think they're going to call Kearney Catholic for a foul. We'll double-check with our official. It's going to be on Whitney calling. That'll be the first on Whitney. Fifth team foul. Crusader ball in the corner to Benton. She'll throw it back in to Lowry. In the backcourt, Herbeck. Stars have put a little stronger pressure on here. It's working. Pass deflected by Long, but it's grabbed there by Wilson. And now the Crusaders a chance to set up their half-court offense. And they drive quickly. They know they're not going to have the ball long, so Lowry gets it to the baseline. Herbeck. Herbeck shot, no good. And Morgan Teal will grab her third rebound. Here comes Maddie Squires, and she carried the ball. Yeah, she was going to make a pass off the dribble, then realized her teammate wasn't looking and tried to keep dribbling the ball. That'll be the first turnover of the quarter for Kearney Catholic. Prasoski and Kylie Teal come back in for the Stars. 1:24 to go before halftime. It is an 18-3 run right now by Kearney Catholic, and they lead it 34-13. Crusader basketball spreading up the left sideline, and a blocking foul going to be called here. That's why Alyssa Kovacher got shoved out of bounds. It'll be called on Maddie Squires, her first. Team fouls now even at 6 apiece. Minute 17 remaining here before halftime. Lob it into the backcourt to Laura Lowry, and she'll give it right back over to Courtney Wilson. Pass is kicked out of bounds. So one way to intensify your offense and kind of get the blood going again is get that defense up in your face. That's what Coach Petrie has done here in the second quarter, telling his girls to play more than just zone trap, get right after it on the inbounds, and it has helped them out here. They've extended that 2-3 zone. The two are up above the three-point line. The three are almost up to the free throw line, just sagging behind that a little bit, trying to throw over the top. The Crusaders throw it out of bounds for their 11th turnover. 1 minute to go in the first half. 34-13 Stars here in the girls' game. First part of tonight's Tri-Cities doubleheader. Prasoski with it. Right elbow, they'll go to Maddie Squires. One dribble, takes the contested eight-footer off the glass and in. Maddie really does a good job of using that backboard, and she now has 8 points to lead the way for the Stars. Long pass to try and break the press gets loose, and Kylie Teal is going to come away with the steal. 30 seconds to go to Maddie Squires, into the corner to Prasoski. Looking inside, has two players there, so she skips it over to Colling. Back to Maddie on the left elbow to Prasoski. Sets up for the three-pointer. Alley is no good on that one. Rebound brought down to the backside by Emily Herbeck, her fifth. 15 seconds to go. Pushing it up the floor is Lowry, but then spins back towards midcourt. Into the corner they go to Kovacher. Drives baseline, double team. Benton's got it. Benton, little mini hook shot, sitting on a rim. Won't go, and then we've got a foul right before the halftime buzzer. Central Catholic got the ball, but they're going to say they were over the back. It's going to be Emily Herbeck with her second. And that coincidentally happens to be the seventh team foul. So with 1 second to go before the half, Kylie Teal will go to the line to shoot a 1-1. Lauren Riley and Shayla Stenson will come in just so none of the starters pick up a foul in that last second in case a free throw is missed. Teal puts it up and in. So she'll get the bonus to wrap up the first half. Second free throw now for Kylie Teal. On the way, and it is in. Central Catholic will toss it in, and we are at halftime. Kearney Catholic ends the first half on a 22-3 run to take a 38-13 lead at halftime, and they are a perfect 11 of 11. From the free throw line. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll give you a look at the first half stats, preview the boys' game, and talk about everything else that's going on in the world of sports. Stay with us here on Classic Hits.
When you're knocked out of the game of everyday life due to strains or other injuries, choose the chiropractic care that the athletes use. Cary Chiropractic is a full-service chiropractic clinic. Dr. Cary is a certified chiropractic sports physician and is an active member of the U.S. Olympic Committee Volunteer Program in Sports Medicine. Dr. Laura is a certified kinesio-taping practitioner, working with both athletes and regular folks like us. You don't need to be an athlete to share their aches and pains. Call Cary Chiropractic in Grand Island and get back in the game.
Sure, you know Fanatics is a great place to watch the game and have great food. But Fanatics is also the perfect place for your holiday party. Their new party room could be set up for an intimate gathering or a company Christmas party for up to 100. Order straight from the menu, or Fanatics will customize a meal for you and your guests. Enjoy your privacy, or join the fun with everybody else at Fanatics. Fanatics does birthday and graduation parties, too. Holiday parties are more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
Welcome back to Cope Gymnasium at Kearney Catholic High School for our Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. At the half, the undefeated Kearney Catholic girls leading Grand Island Central Catholic 38-13. The boys' game will be next, and Grand Island Central Catholic will be the favorite there. They set at 9-2. The Stars are 5-5. And Kearney Catholic coming off a 70-59 loss to Wood River last night. For Grand Island Central Catholic, they have won 5 in a row, including their holiday tournament, and then beating Grand Island Northwest, Blue Hill, and Holdridge. Now, they have not really tore up against teams with winning records. As you look back, they do have a win over Wood River, but that is the only win over a team with a winning record outside of D2 Stewart, who they played in their holiday tournament. Now, Central Catholic is a great team, led by Johanna Guy Fawn, who takes care of business inside. He can take care of the scoring. He's definitely going to be the leading rebounder. And will he be frustrated tonight? How will the Stars attack him? Or will they kind of let Guy Fawn go about his business? Or will they use their 9-10, 11-man rotation and use up fouls and frustrate the big fella here tonight? The two times that Central Catholic has been beaten, they have been unable to score points. In overtime, they only scored 31 in a 34-31 loss to Lincoln Christian, and then they lost to Columbus Scotus at home 48-34. So if the Stars, and that's not necessarily their style of play, is to slow it down, Crusaders usually like to slow it down the other way. But this year they've been able to get up and down the floor, and during this winning streak have been scoring a few more points. We'll see if they can get the job done tonight against a Stars team that wants to get up and down the floor. And as we said in the opening, Kearney Catholic edged Central Catholic by 2 in last year's district final to keep the Crusaders from going to the state tournament. Halftime of the girls game, 38-13. We've also got basketball on ESPN, 1460 and 1550. Amherst is playing Overton. Girls now, followed by the boys, doubleheader. And on 1230 AM KHAS, Adams Central's playing Arcadia Loop City. All of our radio games are also available on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. That's PlatteRiverPreps, all one word, .com. Tomorrow, our basketball action will have Wilcox Hildreth at Elm Creek. That starts at 5:30 online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. And then after the Amherst Wrestling Invitational Finals, it'll be right here on Classic Hits, and we expect that to get underway at around 4:30 tomorrow. 4:30 tomorrow is the approximate start of the finals from the Amherst Wrestling Invitational. Tomorrow, plenty of football on ESPN, the Division 1A or FBS Championship, North Dakota State and Illinois State at noon. Then it's the NFL playoffs, 3:35, Baltimore takes on New England. Then tomorrow night, Carolina is at Seattle, the doubleheader on Sunday gets underway at noon. Dallas at Green Bay, followed by Indianapolis at Denver. We'll take a break and be back with more on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, let's take a look now at the first half stats of our girls' game, starting with Grand Island Central Catholic. It is Emily Herbeck with 2 points and a team-high 5 rebounds. Laura Lowry, 2 points, 2 rebounds, and a blocked shot. Alyssa Komacher, 2 points and a rebound. Lauren Riley has a rebound. Emma Benton, 3 points, a rebound, and a block. Darren Wilman, 4 points, 1 rebound. 7 rebounds in the first quarter, 4 in the second. Free throw shooting, 1 of 4 in the game. 3-point shooting, 0 of 3 in the first. They did not attempt one in the second quarter. Turnovers, 6 in each quarter. Foul situation, Emily Herbeck, the only player with 2. 6 points in the first quarter, 7 in the second. At the half, the Crusaders 13 points, 11 rebounds. 1 out of 4 at the free throw line, 0 of 3 from 3-point land, 2 blocks, and 12 turnovers. For Kearney Catholic, Michelle Messbarger has 2 points and 1 rebound. Jordan Stride, a 3-pointer and a rebound. Allie Prasoski, a 3-pointer. Whitney Colling, 4 points and a rebound. Kylie Teal, 7 points, 3 rebounds. Morgan Teal, 5 points, 3 rebounds. Maddie Squires, 8 points, 4 rebounds. Caitlin Long, a pair of free throws for her 2 points and a block shot. And Anna Squires, 4 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 block shots. 10 rebounds in the first quarter, 6 in the second. Free throw shooting, 7 of 7 in the first quarter, 4 of 4 in the second quarter. 3-point shooting, 1 of 10 in the first quarter of play. And so the Stars shot even more of them in the second quarter, where they were 4 out of 12. Turnovers, 3 in the first quarter, just 1 in the second. Foul situation, Kylie Teal, the only player with 2. 16 points in the first quarter, 22 in the second. At the half, Kearney Catholic has 38 points, 16 rebounds, 11 of 11 from the free throw line, 5 of 22 from three-point land, 3 block shots, and 4 turnovers. At the half, Kearney Catholic 38 and Grand Island Central Catholic 13. A reminder that Nebraska basketball is back in action on Sunday, and you can hear it on the Breeze 94.5. The women will play at Illinois at 2. The men will host Illinois Sunday night at 7:30. UNK and Hastings College basketball off until next week. The Broncos on the road Wednesday. The Lopers begin a 4-game homestand with Northeastern State next Thursday night at the Health and Sports Center. Wrestling is keeping busy. We mentioned the Amherst invite tomorrow. But UNK competing at the Virginia Duels, they went 0-3 today against all Division I competition. They'll wrestle the Citadel in the morning. Hastings College open is tomorrow, and the Nebraska wrestling team will duel Purdue tonight at 7 o'clock. Grand Island's down there right now with a high school duel preceding that against Staley, Missouri. Kearney Catholic completing over at High Plains, and plenty of other action going on this weekend as well. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. 38-13, Kearney Catholic. The second half is next.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college. And that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people. And they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Well, there, producer engineer Stacy Johns. I'm Doug Duda back with you here at Cope Gymnasium, ready to get the second half underway. It will be Kearney Catholic basketball. The Stars will move from our right to left, and it will be from left to right as you view it along your radio dial for the Crusaders. Looks like both teams will trot their original starters out there. Both the Squires, Prasoski, Colling, and Teal for the Stars. Herbeck, Lowry, Komacher, Benton, Willman for the Crusaders. Kearney Catholic working against a man-to-man defense now. Central Catholic will try that to start the second half. Colling, a three-pointer in the right-hand corner. No good. Another offensive rebound. That's Anna Squires. That's pretty much how the whole first half went. Now Colling will drive the lane. A one-hand runner is no good. Ball tipped into the hands of Lowry. And here comes Central Catholic on their first possession of the second half. Get around the trap into the front court. Komacher, skip pass. Teal had it and dropped it. Picked back up Herbeck. Herbeck drives, has it blocked out of bounds by Anna Squires. The third block for the 5'10 sophomore. And Central Catholic will take it out underneath their own hoop. Lobbing it in, get it into the paint to Benton, but Benton didn't take the shot. That it's knocked out of her hands by Prasoski. Prasoski brings it up the floor, 2-on-4. Leads Colling a little too much. She grabs it but can't get a shot. She'll kick it out. Teal to Anna Squires, back over to Maddie. Maddie checks with the bench, swings it over to Colling. Whitney on the weak side, 1-on-1, started to go on Herbeck, then pulled it back out. Coach Petrie now settling his team down. He wants them to run an offense. And they did not do much of that in the first half. It was take the first shot that you had. Trying to get Squires free off a couple of picks. Top of the circle, 17-footer, in and out, no good. Ball's loose. Squires knocks it away from Benton, and Anna eventually runs down the loose basketball. And another three, Kylie Teal. It's on the way, and no good. The rebound brought down by Laura Lowry. Lowry into the front court. Gets rid of it on the wing to Herbeck against the zone. Extended 2-3 for the Stars. Skip pass over the top to Lowry. In the paint, tries a wraparound pass that's knocked away by Anna Squires. And here come the Stars. Prasoski tight roping the sideline to save the pass to Maddie Squires, who drives right side of the key, and she'll be fouled. Looks like Willman might have bodied up on her a little bit before she kicked the pass out into the corner. For Darren, that'll be her second. First foul of the half on either team. And checking into the game, Shayla Stenson, a 5'8 freshman. And Benton is going to check out. Inbounds pass for the Stars to Prasoski. Catch and shoot three in the left-hand corner is on the way and good. Her second three-pointer of the ball game and our first basket of the second half. 41-13, Kearney Catholic. 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Stenson in the backcourt. Gives it to Lowry, trying to avoid the trap. Picks her dribble up. Into the hands of Herbeck. They're not going to get across the timeline. There's the whistle. 10-second violation. Third turnover here in the quarter on the Crusaders. 15 for Central Catholic. 4 for Kearney Catholic. It was 16-10 early in the second quarter, but since then, all Stars. 25-3. Anna Squires back out to Maddie. Sees a seam. Drives in. Leaves it off for Colling. Back out for another three. Prasoski a little strong that time. Running it down to the back corner, Anna Squires. And a reach-in foul going to be called on the freshman in Stenson, trying to poke the ball away. That'll be the first on Shayla. And back in will be Benton and Lauren Riley. And Stenson will come right back out. And joining her will be Willman. Stars ball up by 28, cruising as they have for a lot of their games this year. Another three-pointer, Kylie Teal. It's on the way. It is no good. Rebound all the way out at half court is Alyssa Komacher, and the Stars still battling for it. Whistled for a foul. Anna Squires with her second, first of the half. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney Grand Island Hastings, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda with you here at Cope Gymnasium. Friday Night Hoops as 2015 is underway. Some good matchups in the area tonight. Kearney's over at North Platte. Ravenna Wood River will be good tonight. Wilcox-Hildreth and Elm Creek will be good. Wilcox-Hildreth-Kennesaw, the Elm Creek game's tomorrow. And we have got a whistle as a three-pointer goes in the bucket. It will count. The three-pointer will count for Alyssa Komacher. So she has the first bucket of the second half, the first three of the game for Central Catholic. But a foul trying to get position on the rebound on Lauren Riley. And the Stars will be back on offense against the 2-3 zones. The Crusaders didn't stay in man very long. Anna Squires up top to Colling. Colling trying to use a screen, but it wasn't set. So back to Prasoski. Fakes the three, drives it into the paint, draws the double team, goes to the offhand, the left hand off the window, and in. Allie with 8 points now, and it's 43-16, Kearney Catholic. 4:40 to go here in the third quarter. Benton, backcourt, fakes the long pass. Gets it to Komacher across the timeline. Stops and throws it over the top of the defense to Riley underneath Benton, and Benton is going to be fouled. Anna Squires blocked the shot, but she also kind of landed on her with the body there, and that's where the foul is called. That'll be the third on Anna. And at the line, Emma Benton to shoot two. One of two at the line has 3 points for the Crusaders. Free throw by Benton is up and in. And substitutions now coming in. Here's Long for Kearney Catholic, and Anna Squires out. And Lowry back in for the Crusaders, and Komacher out. Second free throw now on the way and in. So Benton hits them both. She's got five, and it's 43-18, a 25-point lead for Kearney Catholic. Bring it across the timeline, and Prasoski just dribbles in place, waits for the offense to get set. Left elbow to Long to the cutter. to Colling. Colling drives through the lane of the baseline. They'll lob it down to Maddie Squires, and Emma Benton's going to come away with a blocked shot. The loose ball is picked up by the Crusaders. They run the floor. Benton's at that end as well. Pulls up from six. It comes up short. Fighting for the loose ball. She's on the floor for it, but we're going to get a jump ball, and it's Central Catholic. Hustle underneath. Maddie Squires tying up Emma Benton. And it'll be Grand Island Central Catholic with the basketball. The Stars got it to start the second half. Stars will put a little pressure on. They've got their next squad out there. Messbarger, Streit, both Teals, and Caitlin Long. Stars push the ball up the floor. Kylie Teal kicks it out of the wing. Jordan Streit, three-pointer. It's up and in. The second three of the ball game for Jordan. And it's 46-18. Inbounds pass on pressure. Messbarger about made the steal, but out of bounds it goes. And Lowry back in for the Crusaders. Komacher is going to check back in. Amanda Fay is out, as is Lauren Riley in there momentarily, as Coach Lowry just getting a little extra coaching session in with his players from time to time. And Kearney Catholic turned it over. Central Catholic gives it right back. Messbarger out to Teal. Quick shot from 15. It's no good. Messbarger will grab the rebound. Kylie Teal comes down the lane, and she's fouled. Kylie doesn't attack the hoop too much. She usually stays outside. That time she draws the foul on Herbeck, her third. And Kylie Teal is 4 of 4 at the line. Puts the first one up, and it is good. 47-18. Stars now a chance to take it out to 30. They have had that running clock so much this year. They're on pace to do it again. Nothing but net for Kylie Teal. The Stars are a perfect 13 out of 13 at the line tonight. They are 7 of 28 from three-point land after starting 1 of 10. This time the Crusaders break the press. Nice pass underneath to Benton, who'll lay it up and in. Courtney Wilson on the assist. Benton now with a team-high 7, 48-20. Stars into the front court. Kylie Teal up top to Jordan Streit. Back to Kylie on the right side. Fakes the three. Drives into the elbow. Lobs it into Streit. She is able to corral it and kick it out to Messbarger. Michelle for three. It's up and in. That's the first three for Michelle. And the Stars have now hit the 51-point mark. 51-20. 2:45 to go here in the third quarter. Don't forget the boys' game does follow. We'll have all the action for you tonight here on Classic Hits. Right elbow. Good pass again to Benton. And another assist from Lowry. And they're spacing the floor a little bit better here are the Crusaders. And they have picked up 9 points so far in the quarter, 51-22. Strike to Teal. Kylie back over to Morgan. Morgan takes a three-pointer. It's too strong. Rebound comes out, and a foul called on Kearney Catholic as Courtney Wilson grabbed the loose ball. It'll be on Morgan Teal, her first. Back in is Willman for the Crusaders. And for the Stars, Sarah Oldfather will check in for the first time tonight. Central Catholic basketball, good crowd on hand for a Friday night. Nobody wants to be outside in this, so they come on inside and watch some basketball as Willman takes the jumper from the left wing and gets her sixth point of the ball game. Darren Willman, first point since the first quarter, 51-24. Kearney Catholic up. 2 minutes to go here. Another three. Jordan Streit. It goes in, and she was fouled. Didn't hit the deck, but getting there late was Courtney Wilson, and a chance for the rare 4-point play here for Jordan Streit, who hits her third three of the ball game. And Jordan will put the free throw up and cannot convert, and Emma Benton will pull down her third rebound. Stars get back defensively, kind of setting more back in a half-court set now. Komacher. Left wing dribbles out towards midcourt, trying to spread the floor again a little bit more to Lowry. Lowry drives into the lane, a whole host of Stars waiting for. Long blocks the shot, but there were two others in there that could be called for the foul. And it's going to be on Morgan Teal, her second. Laura Lowry will go to the line. Missed a couple in the first half, has 2 points and four rebounds. First free throw is on the way, and that's good. Again tomorrow, Amherst Wrestling Invite Finals at around 4:30. Wilcox-Hildreth at Elm Creek Basketball Doubleheader. That starts at 5:30. If our wrestling is not done, you'll have it just online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. But as soon as the wrestling's over, we'll also join you here on Classic Hits. As Lowry puts the second one up and in, 54-26. Crusaders looking a little bit better here over the last 3 minutes on offense. Messbarger pushes it up the floor here for the Stars. On the right wing to Jordan Strite. Back up top to Oldfather. Over to Morgan Teal. Working it around the perimeter. Trying to post up long. Skip pass to Oldfather. Good ball movement here. Right back on the left wing to Messbarger. And a timeout going to be called by Kearney Catholic. Their first of the ball game. Coach Petrie wants to get his second team into the right offensive rhythm with 1:27 to go in quarter number three. Timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. Your score, Kearney Catholic 54, Central Catholic 26.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
Out of the timeout, Kearney Catholic will work it inside to Long, who's fouled immediately. And this is going to go on Shayla Stenson, her second, sixth team foul. So the inbounds pass again to Messbarger. Her shot no good, but nobody boxed out Morgan Teal. She grabs it, and as she takes it up, she was going to dribble it once just to get her feet set and dribble it off her foot out of bounds. So back over to Grand Island Central Catholic. In wrestling down at Lincoln today, Grand Island Senior High gets the victory over Staley, Missouri, a Kansas City suburb, 42-21. Omaha Scott beat Blue Springs, Missouri, 52-21. That's ahead of the Husker duel, which is about ready to get underway with Purdue. Here it's 54-26. Kearney Catholic undefeated girls leading Grand Island Central Catholic. A minute to go in the third. Down to Benton on the left baseline. Back up top. Here's Komacher. 15-footer on the way. No good. Long rebound comes out to Messbarger. Outlet pass ahead of everybody to Strine. Has to run it down to the corner. Hits the trailer. Oldfather to Morgan Teal. Wide open three, and it is off the heel. No good. Ball is batted out of bounds. Last touch by the blue of the Crusaders. 40 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. First, we've got a substitution. Lauren Riley will re-enter the ball game. And looking to throw it into the baseline, the Stars to a wide-open Morgan Teal. She's setting it three-point land and puts this one up and in. So Teal hits the three-pointer, the fifth of the quarter, the tenth of the game. And the Stars are now up 57-26. 25 seconds to go in the third quarter. Rotating it around the perimeter, the Crusaders get it in the hands of Komacher. Skip pass over to Riley. Up to the free-throw line, Lowry uses the screen, takes the 12-footer and hits it. Laura, nice work. Four in the quarter, six in the game. Still 10 seconds to go. Messbarger into the front court with six. Over to Teal. Teal trying to get it inside. Long's there, turns off the glass and in, and that is the end of the quarter. Nice job there by Caitlin Long, her first bucket of the ball game. And after three, Kearney Catholic 59, Grand Island Central Catholic 28 here on Classic Hits.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Can you put a value on professionalism, stability, and peace of mind? Jamie Douglas here, and for three generations and over 45 years, my family's offered the Grand Island community an innovative approach to their business needs. Our firm at Douglas Bookkeeping takes great pride in offering an array of services, including helping you get your new business started, managing your payroll, cleaning up your QuickBooks, and preparing your taxes. Douglas Bookkeeping, a dependable team that will get you the results you've been looking for. Give us a call or check us out online at douglasbookkeeping.com.
With our producer engineer Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you here on KKPR FM, Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Kearney Catholic outscored Central Catholic 21-15 there in the third quarter. Crusaders played a little bit better offensively, and the Stars will get the basketball to start the fourth quarter. Run the starters out there for a minute. They get it down to Maddie Squires. Down low, she'll kick it back up to Anna. It was over her head. Now the ball's loose, and it'll be run down by Prasoski. Now it's a free-for-all as they get it to Squires. Calling on a baseline. She'll take a runner from eight. Hit the rim short. No good. And Darren Willman will pull down the rebound. Emma Benton with 9 points to lead the way for the Crusaders as Komacher drives, puts up the runner, no good. Ball is grabbed by Maddie Squires. Her sixth board. She'll dribble it up the right side. She might take it all the way. Stops, no, and looks for the trailer. Prasoski rotating around. Anna Squires, her first three of the game is all net, and why not? Everybody else is firing them up. Anna with 7 points. Unofficially, the Stars have attempted 35 three-pointers, and that is their 11th make. They started 1 of 10, by the way, so they are 9 out of their last 25. 62-28. Trap in the front court, knocking out of Herbeck's hands. Baseball pass up ahead, calling uncontested. Left-handed layup is up and in. 6 points for Whitney Calling. 64-28. And a ton of Stars have scored as usual. 9 altogether. Still nobody in double figures out of the 64. Ball faked by Herbeck. Drives. Takes the jump shot. Maddie Squires blocks it. It falls into the hands of her teammate. And Lowry puts it up, no good. Then Benton grabs the loose basketball, and she'll put it up and score. 30 points now, right about the season average for Central Catholic. Right elbow over to Prasoski now. She'll try a three-pointer. It's up, and it is in. Kearney Catholic might be threatening a record here if they keep firing these three-pointers. And for Prasoski, she now has 11 points in the basketball game, 67-30. Stars averaging about 65 points a game, but lately they can kind of pick their number. They scored 83 last night. Stars playing a little more matchup here in this zone trap again. 6 minutes to go at the end of the game, the New West postgame show, as a foul is called. Going to be called on Kearney Catholic's Allie Prasoski. Her first. Team fouls are 5 on the Stars and 6 on the Crusaders, and it looks like that'll be it tonight for the Kearney Catholic starters. You can't leave them in too long. You don't want people thinking you're running up the score, but, boy, they just don't get to play the minutes as most starters do across the state. I assume people like Crofton, Minden, undefeated teams, St. Cecilia, they're teams that have the same situation. But tonight the Crusaders have at least put up a game effort here. Benton at the high post, and as she tries to spin towards the hoop, she's grabbed. Another foul on Kearney Catholic, evening those up at 6. That'll be on Messbarger, her second. For Kearney Catholic, 9 for Streit, 11 now for Prasoski, 9 for Kylie Teal, 8 for Morgan Teal and Maddie Squires, 7 for Anna Squires. With the basketball on the inbound, it'll be Courtney Wilson. Crusaders will get it over to Herbeck. Back out top, Wilson. Playing catch at the top of the circle. With 5.5 to go in the game, Benton on the left elbow, tried to make a pass inside, then thought about it. When she held on to it, they called her for the walk. Second turnover of the quarter, 19th of the game for Central Catholic. I've got Kearney Catholic with 6. Kearney Catholic will next play Tuesday at home, a girls and boys doubleheader at Lexington, then next Thursday at St. Paul, and next Saturday at Hastings St. Cecilia. For Grand Island Central Catholic, they play at home tomorrow against Donovan Trumbull. And then York next Tuesday at home. A travel called here on the Stars. And back in for Central Catholic will be Amanda Fay. Don't forget the boys' game is next. It's always been a good battle between the Stars and the Crusaders, and we'll have it all for you here on Classic Hits. Central Catholic with the ball up top, Amanda Fay. Skip pass on the left wing to Laura Lowry. Attacks to the baseline, trapped in the corner. Throws it back out. Some contact. The ball is loose and picked back up by the Crusaders. They'll attempt a three with Fay. It is off the heel, no good. And Caitlin Long will grab the rebound here for Kearney Catholic to Jordan Streit. Into the left-hand corner. They'll try to lob it inside. Annie Treadle has checked in. She's got the ball up top to Streit. She, along with Schmatterer, the two freshmen, and we've got another travel call on Kearney Catholic. Coach Lowry continues to rotate about 8 girls in for Central Catholic. On the floor now, Komacher, Lowry, Fay, along with Willman and Herbeck. So Benton getting a breather here. Komacher dropped the ball. She'll give it over to Fay at about the 28-foot line again. 4.5 to go in the game, 67-30. Kearney Catholic girls have it in cruise control once again. They'll be 11-0 in just a little bit. Willman drives the baseline, tries to pass it through the lane, but the ball is kicked. Here comes Oldfather and Schmatterer into the game for Kearney Catholic. And they'll lob it in for Central Catholic underneath their own hoop to Komacher. Drives in, then kicks it out of the corner. 16-footer on the way. Lowry setting on the rim, and it will not go in. Offensive rebound back up. It won't go by the Crusaders. That was Willman, and the rebound brought down by Jordan Streit. Stars looking for a little more offense here. Give and go to Streit. They overthrow her, and that's three consecutive turnovers here for Kearney Catholic. So the Crusaders get another opportunity. We've been on 67-30 here for a couple of minutes. And into the front court, right side, Komacher. Back out between the circles to Lowry, to Fay. Fay thought about it, instead throws it back up top. Komacher drives into the double team, and the ball stolen away. Stolen away by Ashlyn Schmatterer. Schmatterer to the other end, left-handed layup will not go. And the rebound brought down by Lowry, her fifth. Lowry at midcourt, trying to grabbed that basketball, took a funny hop on her, did a good job not to double dribble. To Komacher, she'll try a three-pointer. That one is off the mark, and the rebound grabbed by Jordan Strength. That is her third. Here in the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth, Doug Duda with 3:10 to go. Oldfather on the block, right side, didn't look to shoot, caught it out to Schmatterer. A three-pointer is up and in. Ashlyn Schmatterer with her first bucket of the ball game. 70-30, and now you've got the 40-point lead where the clock runs continuously. But that's not a big deal with only 3 minutes left. I have Kearney Catholic with 13 made threes. Here's a 18-footer at the other end, and Lowry will hit it. So she's got 8 points in the basketball game, and a timeout called by Kearney Catholic to get some more players into the contest. 2:44 remains in our game. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank with the score, Kearney Catholic 70, Grand Island Central Catholic 32.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
.244 remains in our girls' game. As expected, Kearney Catholic, who was in a little tight battle early in the second quarter. It was 16-10, but then they closed the half on a 22-3 run and hasn't been close since, up 70-32 now. Jenny Beans in for the Stars. Treadle to Beans to Oldfather. Well, they tried to get it to her. Schmatterer saves the ball, gets it down to Oldfather. This time she squares up with a right hand and scores. Sarah Oldfather with her first bucket, 72-32 Stars, 2:20 to go in the game. Central Catholic to Lowry in the left-hand corner to Herbeck. Back up top, Treadle steps in front, tries to steal the ball. Couple of players on the ground. Eventually, Kearney Catholic does get possession. Morgan Teal is fouled out front. Foul will be on Herbeck, her fourth, and we are in a 1-1 both sides. Next Tuesday, more basketball here on Classic Hits. The Ravenna Blue Jays travel to Minden. Next Thursday, Kearney Catholic St. Paul and Axtell Elm Creek. Free throw by Morgan Teal is up and it is in. 9 points, that's her first free throw attempt. Next Friday, Gibbon, Donovan Trumbull. Next Saturday, Kearney Catholic St. Cecilia among our games. Second free throw now. On the way, and it is in. So Teal hits them both, and the Stars again, outstanding from the line tonight, 15 out of 16. With a minute 20 to go, Kearney Catholic will get the ball back on a Central Catholic turnover there, clearing the bench here. Ryan Weiss checks in. Also in is Lauren Clemmie. Pick up another couple of numbers here. We had Grace Tynan check in. Lauren Riley. And it looks like Lexi Komacher, the five on the floor for the blue and black of Central Catholic. Kearney Catholic with the ball. Treadle to Beans. Beans with a three-pointer off the rim. That won't go. Offensive rebound brought down by Schmaderer. She'll kick it back out to Beans to Treadle. 45 seconds to go. Corner driving in. Getting tripped up is Ashlyn Schmaderer. And she'll go to the free throw line. And here's one of those deals where there's a 40-point lead, so the clock's running. And most likely the game's going to end here with Schmaderer at the free throw line shooting two free throws. And the first one is up, and it is in. 75-32, 20 seconds and still rolling. Second free throw by Schmaderer on the way, and it is no good. Only the second miss of the night. The rebound brought down by Weiss. Central Catholic will get 9 seconds to get some kind of a shot up. Push the ball up the floor with Tynan. Tynan gets the pass into the hands of Komacher. Shot at the horn is no good, but a foul is going to be called at the horn, and let's see if they say it was after. Now, the ref checks with the official and says, well, the ref checks with the coach, excuse me, Lowry. He says, that's fine. We'll move on. And that'll be the end of the basketball game. So, the final score, Kearney Catholic, 75. Grand Island Central Catholic, 32. The New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show is coming up next on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine. At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal. With 2 pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
And welcome back to Cope Gymnasium here on the campus at Kearney Catholic. It is time now for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Here's a look at the final stats for the Lady Crusaders of Grand Island Central Catholic. Just 5 players scored in the basketball game. They were the 5 starters. Emily Herbeck, 2 points, 5 rebounds. Laura Lowry, 8 points, 5 rebounds and a block. Alyssa Komacher, 5 points and 2 rebounds. Lauren Riley had a rebound. Courtney Wilson had a rebound. Emma Benton had a team-high 9 points, 4 rebounds and 2 blocks. Darren Willman, 6 points, 3 rebounds. And Ryan Weiss had 1 rebound. 11 rebounds in each half. Free throw shooting, 1 of 4 in the first half, 4 of 4 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 0 of 3 in the first half, 1 of 3 in the second half. Turnovers, 12 in the first half and 10 in the second half. The Crusaders had 13 points at halftime. They scored 19 in the second half and finished with 32 points, 22 rebounds, 5 out of 8 at the free throw line, 1 of 6 from 3-point land, 3 blocks and 22 turnovers. The Lady Crusaders will fall to 2-10 on the season, and they will be at home tomorrow night against Donovan Trumbull. We'll look at the final numbers for the Lady Stars of Kearney Catholic right after this.
When you're knocked out of the game of everyday life due to strains or other injuries, choose the chiropractic care that the athletes use. Cary Chiropractic is a full-service chiropractic clinic. Dr. Cary is a certified chiropractic sports physician and is an active member of the U.S. Olympic Committee Volunteer Program in Sports Medicine. Dr. Laura is a certified kinesiotaping practitioner, working with both athletes and regular folks like us. You don't need to be an athlete to share their aches and pains. Call Cary Chiropractic in Grand Island and get back in the game.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Call New West Sports Medicine today at 308-865-2570 to schedule your appointment. That's 308-865-2570.
Back at the New West postgame show, once again, Kearney Catholic, they put up 75 points, but nobody on the team scored more than 11 points. 11 of the 13 girls scored tonight. Michelle Massbarger, 5 points, 3 rebounds. Jordan Streit hit 3 threes, had 9 points, 3 rebounds. Allie Prasoski led the way with 11 points. She hit 3 threes. Whitney Colling, 6 points and a rebound. Kylie Teal, 9 points and 3 rebounds. Ashlyn Schmaderer, 4 points and a rebound. Morgan Teal, 10 points, 4 rebounds. Maddie Squires, 8 points, 6 rebounds and a block. Caitlin Long, 4 points, 1 rebound and a block. Anna Squires, 7 points, 6 rebounds, 3 blocks. And Sarah Oldfather had 2 points. 16 rebounds in the first half, 12 in the second half. Free throw shooting, once again outstanding. 11 of 11 in the first half, 5 of 7 in the second half. 3-point shooting, maybe a new school record for the Stars. They were 5 of 22 in the first half, 8 of 16 in the second half of play. Turnovers, 4 in the first half, 5 in the second half. Kearney Catholic had 38 points at halftime. They scored 37 more in the second half, and the Lady Stars finished with 75 points, 28 rebounds, 16 out of 18 at the free throw line, 13 out of 38 from three-point land, 5 block shots and 9 turnovers. The number one team in C1 and the number 9 team in the all-class top 10, Kearney Catholic, is now 11-0 after a 75-32 win over Grand Island Central Catholic. The Stars will be back in action at home Tuesday night against Lexington. Then we'll have them at St. Paul next Thursday and at St. Cecilia, also a radio game, next Saturday. You've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, a New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. We'll take about a 15-minute break. The clock is running. We're 22 minutes away from tip-off of our boys' game between the 4th-ranked Crusaders and the Kearney Catholic Stars. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. Keep it here on Classic Hits. Again, the final 75-32, Kearney Catholic, the boys' game, coming up next.
The proceeding has been a KKPR sports production, brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.